Conference Finals are set, and for the second year in a row, the Cleveland Cavaliers will be facing off against one of the NBA's most storied franchises of all time, the Boston Celtics. Welcome once again to Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. In this episode, I'm going to keep it short and sweet, much like I did with my Raptor series prediction, which again was wrong. I had the Cavs winning in six, they did it in four. And I'm going to play it safe, and I'm going to do the same thing again. If this is all you want to hear, if you've listened to the show and you actually like my opinion, my take, my outlook on the Cavs, you could turn it off right after this. If you come for all the other stuff, the goofiness and all that, keep listening. But I'm going to tell you my prediction right now. Cavs win in six at home, in front of the greatest fans in professional sports. The Celtics match up slightly better, and they have a better coach, so I think it's going to be a little harder. And while last series went even better than I expected, I do think that it's going to be a split on the road in Boston, and then the Cavs will win both games in Cleveland, drop game five in Boston, and close it out at home. That's what's going to happen. They can't stop LeBron. The Cavs have traditionally destroyed Al Horford teams. I don't expect Terry Rozier to keep this up forever. Same with Jason Tatum, although he has had a very impressive season. Jaylen Brown has a hamstring injury. They're not that deep. I said this on the last episode. No matter how good the Boston Celtics are on defense, they aren't good enough on offense to make up from the difference the Cavs are going to score. Meaning, the Cavs are going to score a lot of points. The Boston Celtics are going to stop them, but not enough to make up the difference between the points the Cavs would score and the points the Celtics will score. Therefore, the Cavs should win by a reasonable margin in each of their victories. Now, I am sure Brad Stevens has something prepared. I've heard for the last 2 weeks by everybody on ESPN and Fox and Twitter and the Boston Celtics hipster publicity arm, The Ringer. I've heard it all about how great Brad Stevens is. There was somebody, maybe it was Chris Mannix, I had to unfollow him. Whenever it gets to NBA playoff time and the Celtics are involved, the guy turns into what I would if I was a writer. I would be hyping the Cavs. Well, actually, you know what? This is a very big point. Let me finish this thought. They're trying to say Brad Stevens is more valuable to a team than LeBron James. I'm not even going to justify that with an answer, but the point is, coaches are not the ones on the floor playing the games. The players are. A great coach can only do so much. A great coach cannot even come close to a mediocre group of players, because no matter how good of a coach you are, eventually it's going to catch up to you, especially in the playoffs where they have more time to prepare and more days between the games. But that just shows this whole encapsulation of why Brad Stevens' kids are so great. That just shows the difference between being a Cleveland fan and a Boston fan. Boston fans expect so much. They think everything is so great. The Celts are so good. Oh, the Sox. Oh, the Bruins. Oh, we got the Pats. We got the Pats. It's Tom Brady. He's the greatest quarterback. He's going to throw that bomb. He's going to throw it over your car. He's the greatest. Cleveland fans are used to losing. We're used to expecting the worst. We're used to our players getting hurt, things going bad at the worst time. So if I wrote a story, I wouldn't probably be overestimating the Cavs' abilities. If I was overestimating the Cavs' abilities, if I wanted to say what I really thought based on the last two times the Cavs played the Celtics in the playoffs, I would say the Cavs would sweep. They're going to win in four because the Raptors were a better team in the regular season. But as we all know, the regular season doesn't matter. The matchups matter. And I'm not an overconfident fan. So when I say it's going to be six games, you could feel and trust it's going to be six games, because I'm expecting the worst. I always expect the worst. Never once this entire time I have done this podcast since Kevin Durant has been with the Golden State Warriors have I said that I think anyone besides the Warriors would win the finals. That's not changing. But the Cavs will beat the Celtics. And I'm very sick of the Boston media. Bill Simmons, I don't know if he had a brain aneurysm or one of those things where you get into an accident and it changes your whole brain chemistry and you start having a different personality. The guy used to be a really great writer. I loved reading him. Now it makes me uncomfortable to read what his thoughts on basketball. They are that atrocious and bad. Chris Mannix, never the greatest, but I used to enjoy him. But he might as well be a paid employee of the Boston Celtics. Everybody needs to relax. I need to unfollow some people on Twitter. And the Cavs need to win the Eastern Conference Finals. Because no matter what anybody else says, making it to the finals that many times is an amazing feat. And as the same kid who just wished one day my team would be good enough to be in the finals, they do it for the fourth year in a row, I will not be complaining, no matter the end result. And while we talk about the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals, there's another team, the team that they beat, that I'd like to turn the next section of this podcast over to. Teen comedy sensation Chad Weaver, the world's oldest teen comedian at the age of 21, is a big, giant Philadelphia 76ers fan. He's been down with the process since it began. Hashtag Hinky Forever. And I've invited him to say a little eulogy for the Philadelphia 76ers season and hopefully get an outlook on their future. Take it away, Chad.
Well, the Philadelphia 76ers lost, and they're out of the playoffs now, and Rihanna is still not dating Joel Embiid, no matter how many times he tweets at her on Twitter. Ben Simmons still can't, you know, shoot a basketball. TJ McConnell is going into rehab for his cocaine addiction. Robert Covington is probably going to shave all of his luscious hair that he flirts in between, putting it in a mohawk and having it sit down. J.J. Redick, somehow the coolest member on the 76ers, even though he's a white guy, is probably not coming back. Marco Bellinelli, bench version of J.J. Redick, and probably the whole team's Molly hookup. Who knows if they'll be bringing him back. Ersan Ilyasova looks like he's going to have to go back to the Balkans to reignite the Croatian-Serbian war. Prospects are looking down. Nobody still knows if Markel Fultz is a basketball player. There's still a lot of questions about that, even though, you know, Jason Tatum seems like he's doing really good on the other side. Like I said, things are looking down. All we can really hope for is Markel gets to eat some Chick-fil-A in the offseason, and Joel Embiid doesn't break his knees by doing a squat. So we'll see, but 76ers will be back next year. With LeBron, maybe.
Well, there you have it. The 76ers have a big summer in front of them, but they have a bright future, and I would not be surprised to see them in the finals next year. That's it for me. I am going to be in a campground at a music festival in Somerset, Wisconsin for the next 4 days, which unfortunately means I doubt I'll be able to see the Cavs-Celtics game one unless I have some amazing LTE internet all the way out there. It's not that far from Minneapolis, so it actually might happen, and I might be able to watch it and just ignore whatever opening bands are playing at that time. Either way, I'll be back with another podcast on Tuesday, and hopefully we'll be talking about how the Cavs have taken game one on the road and are looking to cement a 2-0 lead in Boston. Again, the Cavs are going to the finals. I believe it. They're going to beat the Celtics. Al Horford shrinks. You thought the Raptors couldn't hang mentally with the Cavs. Al Horford can't, to the point where his sister has to defend him on Twitter. Go Cavs. Cavs in six. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.